A young woman who started life at a sanctuary for abandoned babies here in Joburg has come full circle, returning to the country of her birth and speaking out against government moves to shut down the very organization that saved her life. Our social development department is trying to revoke Door of Hope's registration because it has baby savers installed at churches, pregnancy crisis centers, and places of safety to give desperate mothers the last resort option of safe relinquishment. Hot 107's Tara Penny has more.
I was adopted from the Door of Hope in 2000.
Today, Grace Ingram is 25.
I was born at a hospital in Limpopo province, and I was relinquished there by my birth mom. And Cheryl Allen, the founder of Door of Hope, she actually came to that hospital and picked me up and took me to the Door of Hope.
Just 2 months later, her adoptive parents welcomed another infant, this time safely placed in the stainless steel baby saver box built into the wall of the Berea Baptist Church.
But I also have a younger sister who came through the baby saver box.
At 10, Grace and her family relocated to the U.S. Now she's back in South Africa, interning at an Eastern Cape Game Reserve while training as a field guide. Grace says she's forever grateful that her birth mother had the courage to let her go.
It's given me incredible blessings. It's given me 3 siblings from my adoptive parents. And so not only has it given me an incredible family, but it's also given me opportunities that I probably never would have had.
Because Grace was born in a hospital, her mother left behind a file offering valuable insight into the struggles she faced.
I think it parallels a lot of the same choices that a lot of other mothers make when they use the baby saver option. Because in my file, I read that she had another toddler that she was raising, and it was very stressful, that she also didn't have any support from her mother or extended family, that my biological father was not in the picture at the time, and that she was also working to complete her education.
Now, seeing government attempts to shut down Door of Hope and the baby saver boxes horrifies her.
The Department of Social Development and the government, they aren't looking at the issues like gender-based violence and rape and poverty.
For Grace, the place that once took her in will always be sacred.
Door of Hope, that's where I was first received. That's part of my origin story and a place of being wanted. The people at Door of Hope, they knew me and they held me before even my adoptive parents.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.